Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Greetings, I am Claudette Levi Farnham, MA History graduate of the University of the West Indies at Cahill Campus, celebrating 60 years in 2023. On this day, July 9th in the year 1834, a number of well-known large local plantations were being advertised in the Barbadian for sale. Listed in this edition of the Barbadian, notices for sale captured the state of affairs of several estates which were before the Court of Chancery. Mr. William Oxley, the Master of Chancery, advertised the Colleton Plantation, St. Lucie, and interested parties were Gaskin and wife versus Gibbs and wife. At Chance Hall, also in St. Lucie, Bovell and others versus Rollop the Younger were interested parties in the sale of buildings, slaves, and stocks. The parties at the Hope Plantation, St. Lucie, were Hines versus Bovell as administrator. Social Hall St. Thomas was also in the legal throes of changing ownership, and this would not be the last time. At Social Hall, as advertised, the representatives were Bain and others versus Young as administrator. As it related to Endeavor, also in St. Thomas, parties to the sale were listed as Burton and others executors, complainants, and Cutting as defendant. At Richmond Hill, St. Peter, Gibbs and others were the complainants in the case and Story the defendant. Pickering St. Michael recorded interested parties as Wilson and others versus Halls. On the face of this situation, these sales were occurring at a time when the workings on the social landscape related to the imminent shift in the labor market of the colony. Planters were facing an unknown future, and less than a month to emancipation, a number of these estates were up for sale. Were these sales indicative of the expected fall of this plantation society? It can be posited that during this period, on the precipice of the passing of the bill to abolish slavery, plantations changing hands could be viewed as a stark indicator of the slow breakdown of the centuries-old plantation system. However, with close to an almost 200-year history of a structured plantation society system on this island, plantations frequently changed hands for varying reasons. The buying and selling of plantations was no phenomenal act, and neither were the reasons tied solely to the economic failure of the individual plantations or the system. Some of the circumstances influencing changing ownership range from the decline in the world sugar markets to new innovations and competition, cheaper labor, British tariff reductions on sugar, the residual effects of the Great Hurricane of 1831, death or other misfortunes in the plantation-owning families, or simply the relocation of planters returning to England. All these things factored into shifts in the fortunes of the planter class, redounding to the change of estate ownership. Therefore, on this day, July 9th, 1834, Mr. William Oxley, Master in Chancery, advised the public of plantations slated for sale. However, the volume was not necessarily due to adverse situations, but an indicator that this great experiment was established on commercial activity. And so, the sale of plantations within this commercial space continued to be traded for their transactional worth.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.